You're listening to Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
Raider Nation, what is going on? Eddie Pascal here in beautiful Henderson, Nevada. And thank you for joining us for another episode of Upon Further Review, brought to you by the good people at Coors Light. And friends, I come to you on a, as I said, beautiful day here in Southern Nevada. Yesterday was hot, tomorrow will be ungodly hot, but today, in this perfect moment, we can bask in an appropriate level of sun, and I am good. It has given me life. There is a good energy today in this studio, in this building, and the vibes, the positive vibes, are not going anywhere, because in just a few minutes, we are going to welcome in our pal and legitimate good friend of the program, Max Crosby, the man responsible for the game four, question mark, win for the Vegas Golden Knights, the guy who cranked the siren, got everyone fired up, and we're going to talk to Max about that, his fun interaction with one Lil Jon, hashtag, and more. So stick around, because that's a great conversation, and it's funny because I bugged Max so much during the COVID year. Max was such a good sport with us, where it literally felt like all we did was Zoom with Max Crosby. And so very much by design this year, I've pulled back, but he's back in the mix today, and he is not going anywhere. So like I said, stick around for that. But before we get into Max, before we crack some ice-cold Coors Lights on a beautiful day here in Vegas, we begin, as we always do, with our transactions. So beginning in chronological order, since the last time you and I spoke, the Raiders have made the following moves. On June 3rd, they signed defensive back Roderick Teamer and tight end Alex Ellis, and released offensive lineman Eric Magnuson and waived tight end Carson Williams. The very next day, on June 4th, the Silver and Black signed guard Parker Ehinger. I know I'm butchering that, so I apologize to Parker. And also waived safety Rashawn Golden. Then a few days later, on June 7th, signed tackle Sam Young and waived guard Markell Harrell. And then earlier today, because you guys know we record on Wednesdays, the Silver and Black signed veteran cornerback Bleedy Ray Wilson, who had three interceptions for the Atlanta Falcons a year ago. And so we're done with transactions, and now we look ahead to what's coming up really in a few days. And as crazy as it sounds, because I feel like you and I have been wandering through this off-season desert, no pun intended, together for literal months. But next week, the Las Vegas Raiders have mandatory minicamp, emphasis on mandatory minicamp. So everyone is expected to be in the house, and we're going to go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for mandatory minicamp. And then school is out for summer. We are all going to go on a vacation. We are all going to enjoy a little downtime. We're going to hit the beach. We're going to do all the stuff that we haven't done for the past 5 months. And it's a great time of the year, really, for everyone. And I know that the fact that, you know, there's not as much excitement and, oh, we don't have as many moves and this and that, but it builds the anticipation. And frankly, guys, those 5-6 weeks, whatever it is, I haven't officially seen our training camp schedule yet, by the way, but whatever that is, it will go quick. I promise you that. It will go very, very quick. And then we will return energized with clear skin and fresh haircuts, and we will dive into training camp 2021. And we will get ready for a new season at Allegiant Stadium. And I really can't believe that we are oh so close to finally getting back to some legitimate football. And speaking of that legitimate football, and a man who, when we kick this up for real, is going to be a big part of what the Las Vegas Raiders are going to do in 2021. Like I said at the top, our good buddy Max Crosby. And Max, per usual, so generous with his time. Just so generous with everything. One of our favorites, I know I say that about a lot of guys on this roster, and we really do, all kidding aside, have a tremendous roster in terms of personalities headed into this year. But Max been one of our favorites since he first touched down here. Gosh, what is it, 3 years ago now? Oh, boy, I'm getting old at a rapid rate. I am aging at a rate that is truly troubling. But we got Max back in the mix. And as I said, he was such a good sport with us. We talk Golden Knights. We talk Lil Jon. We talk Gus Bradley, Yannick Ngakoue. We talk about it all. So sit back, relax, and enjoy our conversation with Max Crosby. Remember a year ago this time, I felt like I was talking to you over Zoom like once every 10 days. I haven't been that bad this year, have I? I've kind of given you a little space. This is the first time we've talked in a couple months, right?
Yeah, definitely.
How are you, sir? It's good to see you, even though we're still doing it virtually. It's fantastic to see that beautiful face of yours.
Yeah, I appreciate it, bro. I like this setup. You know, I feel like we're getting a little bit closer and closer to some normalization. So, yeah, man, it's good. It's good to be on here.
Exactly. I was telling Foster the same thing as he was keeping your chair warm for you.
Yeah.
I was like, it feels like we are getting closer, right? We're not physically together yet, but we are getting closer and closer. But speaking of things that do feel pseudo-normal, you were at the Knights game the other night. And so you cranked the siren. Is that like the proper verbiage for it, right? You get the...
Yeah, I think so.
And according to my math, every time in the postseason that a member of the Raiders has cranked the siren, the Knights win.
Yeah. No, it's a real thing. So... You know, I don't know who's going Thursday, but whoever it is, they gotta show up and represent because it's game six.
Did you watch the game last night?
Oh yeah, overtime win.
Dude, how crazy. So I was thinking about this. We were talking about it in the studio earlier. It's so wild to watch what these guys do, right? Just like the type of athletes they are. But then you gotta remember that they're on skates. Like for you watching it live the other night in the Fortress, like what was it like for you to just be in that atmosphere?
It's crazy. The whole environment was literally insane. Like, they got a hat trick, and they literally were throwing hats nonstop on the ice for like 10 minutes straight. And they had like four girls running around trying to scoop up all the hats and put them in bins, and people just kept throwing them. So it was just the whole environment and night was amazing, and their whole production team and the way they do it. It's like. It gets me fired up because I know Allegiant Stadium is going to be insane.
And that's what I was going to ask you about. I mean, so I assume that was probably the first like full sporting event that you've been to in like a minute. Like, what was it like just being with like 18,000 people screaming and going wild again?
I miss it. You know, it makes you appreciate, you know, having fans. You know, I was watching the game. I was watching the Golden Knights game last night, and I was also. Going back and forth with the Jazz, the Utah Jazz game, playing against who are they playing? Whatever, but
Suns,
Utah,
right?
Yeah, the Suns.
Yeah.
No, they're not playing the Suns.
No, you're right.
They're playing Clippers.
Yes, you're right.
But anyway, just seeing the crowd, it's like it's such a game changer. You see how like the players interact when they hit a big shot. It's just like that adrenaline is like something you can't replicate, you know, with no fans and not having that energy. So it just gets me fired up. I'm ready to get back out in front of people and, you know, put on a show.
So you, when you cranked it, it was you, Lil Jon, and Wayne Newton, right?
Yes.
So did you go and kiss Lil Jon's ring at all, or how did that you get to see these dudes?
Yeah. I was standing up there, and one of the guys, you know, who was helping me, you know, navigate through where I was going, he's like, these are your seats over here, boom. And a couple minutes later, he comes back. He's like, do you want to meet Lil Jon? I'm like, yeah, why not? Let's go do it. And I'm with my girlfriend, so we're like, let's go. Let's meet Lil Jon. So we meet Lil Jon, and then Wayne Newton walks up. He's like, hey, man, so proud of you. And I'm like, Wayne Newton? What is going on? So, yeah, it was just so random and on the spot, and it was great.
What's Lil Jon's like normal voice like? Like, cause we're supposed to the Chappelle Show, the yes and the okays. Like,
yeah.
Does he have like a normal like talking voice like you and I?
Yeah, he was normal, completely normal, good dude. Yeah, he said he was in Vegas. You know, he's here for shows and stuff. So.
Oh, that's awesome, man! What a great Vegas story too. Max goes to the Knights game, meets Wayne Newton and Lil Jon.
Yeah,
it's like a Mad Lib.
So random. Yeah.
I love it. Speaking of things a little closer to home for us now, wrapping up OTAs. And for you guys, when you look at being on the field in this, I guess, technically portion of 10 practices, like what do you guys like really want to get out of this?
Yeah, you know, for us on the defensive side is, you know, Coach Bradley's defense. You know, we're adding a ton of stuff right now. And obviously we started OTAs a little bit late as far as on the field stuff. So they're putting in the whole defense, and they're putting a lot on us mentally so we can learn on the fly and get everything in, because, you know, on game day, it's not going to be, you're not calling every single call, but you got to be ready. You know, you got to know everything and be, you know, prepared. So Coach Bradley does a great job. You know, me personally, I know once I mess up, I feel like that's how I learn. Like, oh, I messed that one up last time. Okay, I know what I need to do. And, you know, everybody's different. So it's just, you know, it's been a great process. You know, everybody's learning, everybody's bought in. At the end of the day, our defense has got to get a lot better. And we're just working. You know, that's what we're doing every single day, and it's been awesome.
You know, I've always been straight with you, right? You and all the rest of the guys. Like, I'm not an X's and O's dude. Like, I've never pretended that that's where my area of expertise is. That's where my strength is. So for someone like me, like, how would you describe Gus's defense and how he wants to make things go?
Yeah, you know, for me personally, having Coach Marinelli still, you still have that approach, you know, from him. You know, they kept Marinelli around for a reason. He's a coach who likes aggressive, get off the ball, and then read, you know. So Coach Bradley's defense is, it's simple, but there's a lot of different verbiage. There's a lot of little ninks and little change-up things we throw in there. So I like it a lot. You know, it puts us in positions where I think we can really succeed. I think he's a great coach, and I'm looking forward to playing in it.
Hanging out with our friend Max Crosby. And Max, obviously OTAs, like you said, it's a portion of the season where it's all about learning, about getting better, about hopefully by the time we get to training camp, you guys hit the ground running. But you look at the participation out there, and how important is it just to have dudes in the building and being together in mid-June or early June?
Yeah, you know, it was it's funny, you know, almost the whole entire team's here right now. And I remember, you know, right as everyone was announcing, like, okay, we're going to do everything virtual, and boom, 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 off the, you know, right off from the start of OTAs, you know, we had talks, like, in between the team, like, is this the right thing? Like, do we need to be in the building? You know, what's the best thing we can do? And I feel like a lot of guys, we came together, we're like, let's do it the right, do what we want to do at the end of the day. We're the team, we have to go out there and go play. What do you think is the best idea? And, you know, we really wanted to be out here, and I think guys are loving it. You know, we're getting better every single day and just putting in the work, because, you know, talk is cheap. We're just out here to get better every single day and work hard.
I mean, to me, that strikes me as, like, the mark of a mature team, where you guys can sit down as a group of, like, 90 dudes, 88 dudes, whatever it is, and be like, hey, what are we going to do that's obviously the best thing for us, but best for the collective? Like, that seems like a very mature, kind of measured way to attack what, you know, admittedly was kind of a funky in-between situation.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we, at the end of the day, we didn't make the playoffs. It's been a few years, so I know in the back of my mind, you know, that's all I think about is how can I get better? How can I get better as an individual to help my team win? You know, and if we have a lot of, you know, guys with that same mentality, I feel like we're going to get there. You know, we just got to keep pushing and pushing each other and, you know, learning from each other. I think we have a lot of young, motivated guys, and we also have vets who know, you know, who have done it, you know, at a high level for a long time. So I'm really looking forward to this mesh and this new team, you know, coming together, and I feel like it's going to be awesome.
You know, speaking of one of those vets, before I let you go, Yannick Ngakoue, man, just blowing up Raider Nation's Instagram. I mean, this dude looks like a, you know, when he posted that picture yesterday, it looks like a Greek god of some variety.
Yeah, Yannick is Yannick, sorry.
I'm still trying to get it right too.
I call him I'm gonna call him Jan.
There you go.
Jan.
Okay.
But no, we talk all the time. He's done it at a high level for a long time, and he has a skill set, you know, that a lot of teams want, and I'm so excited to have him as a teammate. Yeah, you know, just having him in the room is gonna be huge. I think it's gonna help everybody out. He's a leader. He's a leader by example. He doesn't need to say much. He just works, and, you know, that's the kind of guys we need.
How does Jan help Max and Klee and the rest of that defensive line get better?
Yeah, I think it's going to take pressure off of, take pressure off of us. I know having him over there, it's, if you want to double him, you know, it's going to leave the one-on-one on the other side. So, you know, and if they want to double me or double, you know, Darius Phylon or whatever, it just opens things up. And I feel like as a defense, the more threats you have, the more, you know, flexibility you have as a defense. You can do more things. You can, you know, switch things up. So I'm really excited. I really love this group. I'm excited to have everybody in here on Tuesday, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and we're all excited, man. Well, hey, Max, I appreciate your time. And like I said before we started rolling, congratulations on the sobriety. That's, you know, all the football stuff aside, man, that's the number one thing. That's awesome. So I know everyone in our department is super proud of you and the way that you've carried yourself. So congratulations. That's awesome. Keep up the good work. And, dude, one of these days, man, we will do this in person, right?
Absolutely.
We're going to do it.
Absolutely. You're my guy, Eddie. I appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you, brother. Thanks so
yes,
much.
Sir.
And a huge shout out to our guy, Max. And I told him I'm not going to bug him too much. But once we get to training camp, no promises. But hey, before we get out of here and crack a few ice-cold Coors Lights and hit the dusty trail, the literal dusty trail here in Vegas, it seems, as of late, just a quick reminder that Raider Nation Allegiant Stadium is accepting applications for a variety of part-time positions, including security, parking, custodial, and food services. Every Sunday and Thursday from June 6th to June 27th, so we're right in the middle of it, Allegiant Stadium will be hosting in-person hiring events from 10 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific. Interviews will be held on-site at 5525 Polaris Avenue. Once again, that's 5525 Polaris Avenue across the street from the stadium. All applicants must present a valid ID, and if you want more information, please visit allegiantstadium.com/careers for more details. Once more, that's allegiantstadium.com/careers. And a very cool deal there. So I encourage all you, get out there, apply, and hopefully we'll see you guys on game day. But it is about that time. We got a lot to do. I know that I'm saying we got mini camp on the horizon, and we are so close to our vacation time. But in between now and then, so much to do. But we cannot leave. We will not leave. I promise that we will not get out of here without cracking a few ice cold Coors Lights. So this week on the show, it feels only appropriate, coming off of our conversation with Max, you know, frankly, living here and having a pair of eyes to watch TV, read the newspaper, all that jazz. Tonight, or I should say today, we crack this ice-cold Coors Light for our very own Vegas Golden Knights. The show comes out on Thursday, which means that in just a few hours, the Knights, who are up 3-2 in this series, are going to return home to the Fortress and try to clinch the fourth and final win, I should say, against Colorado. And I am excited for the game. As a recent hockey convert, I won't lie to you, I don't know much about the strategy of hockey. I don't really understand the shift changes and all that kind of stuff. I don't understand the inner workings. What I do understand is that this game is crazy fast. I like how hard they hit each other. And the fact that they do this on skates, frankly, blows my mind. So, for them, for the Knights, for Vegas in general, we crack this very cold, ice cold Coors Light. So, gentlemen, good luck tonight, and let's bring home a W. And on that note, it's time for me to get out of here, too. So, for Eddie Pascal, our guest this week, Max Crosby, our friend Alexandra behind the glass, who makes us sound so much better than I actually do in real life, and everybody else at Silver and Black Productions, who helps get our little program from A to Z, we thank you deeply, humbly, and oh so sincerely. And guys, you are stuck with me for a few more weeks, so get ready. Minicamp is on the horizon, and we will see you guys next week for our usual episode of Upon Further Review.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network.